Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
As Women's Aid marks 50 years in operation, domestic abuse disclosures have hit a record high. The annual impact report, published by Women's Aid today, details over 40,000 reports of domestic abuse against women and children in 2023. It's an 18% increase in disclosures compared to 22, and the highest in its 50-year history. Joining me now to discuss the report is Yvan Ward, Director of Regional Services with Women's Aid. Yvan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good evening, Cormac.
So 50 years on from its founding, it's a big milestone. But this year's reporting figures show Women's Aid is it's needed more than ever now.
It absolutely is, Cormac. You know, we can see, as you said on the outset, we've had just over 40,000 disclosures of abuse through almost 28,638 contacts. And we know, I suppose, something that we've kind of repeated throughout the day as we launch our impact report, is that we know it's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of women who are being impacted by domestic abuse. We know that one in four women will have experienced some form of domestic abuse throughout their life. So we know it remains a pervasive issue.
We talked about the prevalence of this recently in the programme, and it's really difficult listening, I must say. In one way, would you say that the increased reporting is a good thing because people are reaching out more?
Absolutely. And we know that, you know, there has been greater awareness, you know, societal awareness of domestic violence, and particularly the last few years kind of following COVID. And there have been a number of campaigns by our own organisation, Women's Aid, and also, you know, by the government in terms of trying to increase the visibility and create awareness around the issue of domestic violence, and I suppose specifically as well, how to reach out for support and what supports are available, which are all vital in terms of us dealing with the issue.
And vital is the word, isn't it? Because there were 9 violent deaths against women last year. I mean, it's vital is the word to spread the word and make sure that there is awareness of these supports.
Absolutely. And you know, physical violence, we know, you know, the tragic end can be a loss of life, and Women's Aid has, since 1996, kept a record of women who've lost their lives due to domestic violence in our Femicide Watch. And we have the stark reminder of 266 women who died in that period as a direct result of domestic violence. So very sobering. And I suppose also we know we have 50 years of experience, and we've talked to thousands of women, we've supported and listened to thousands of women, and we know that physical violence can be one form of abuse perpetrated. But we also know that very often where there is physical violence, there are also other forms of abuse. And we know that coercive control is present in many of the cases of abuse that we hear and support every day.
Yeah, and you're highlighting that in the report today as well. Is it hard to gauge how prevalent coercive control is?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, coercive control is a crime. It's been a crime since 2019. And you know, I know that in terms of us and our services, that we know what coercive control is, and we talk about the crime of coercive control. But I suppose we know also that there are lots of people who still don't perhaps know what coercive control is, or don't understand what we're talking about when we're talking about coercive control. So I think it's just important to explain what we mean by that, and you know, when we talk about coercive control, the crime of coercive control, it is a persistent pattern of abuse which can take place over many years, but can also take place in a very short period of time. And what it does is it serves to make a victim's life smaller. And really, it's described as a liberty crime in that it impacts a victim's ability to live her life with freedom, to make choices, to have access to income and employment, and to have the support of friends and family.
Yeah. which should be open to everyone. You describe it very well, Ivan. Can I also point to something else that jumped out in the report? And that's among the victims of domestic abuse who spoke to Women's Aid, just 52% of them found the Gardaí helpful, while 48% found them unhelpful. Is that concerning to you?
Well, Cormac, when we're speaking to women on the National Free Phone Helpline, when they do disclose that they have made contact with Gardaí, we do ask and record how they found that interaction. And we know that where a woman is naming that she's found the interaction unhelpful, it's when the Garda policy, the Garda, they do have a very good domestic violence policy. And we know when an unhelpful response is being named, it's when maybe there isn't strict adherence to that domestic violence policy. Mm-hmm. Around arresting for breach of order or other similar matters.
Yeah. So,
but we also know that the Gardaí play a vital role in the very important protection pillar under which our national strategy is kind of based. So I suppose what we would call for and what we're calling for today is for the increased and ongoing training, not just one-off, but ongoing training of all of the 14,000 Garda members in domestic violence, and particularly in identifying and recognising patterns of coercive control.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we spoke with Madeleine McAleer and Dr. Melinda Gushwa from TUS yesterday in the programme about training of frontline workers who deal with domestic violence. And they said that these people who are on the front line want more training, and they find that the training has been effective and that they're open to it as well. Look, it's in one way, it's good, the increased numbers, because it shows that people are reaching out. But it is a worrying trend, without question. Can I thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme, Ivan Ward, who's Director of Regional Services with Women's Aid. Thank you for joining us. And if you've been affected, you can call the National Free Phone Helpline on 1-800-341-900, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can also find information and help on rte.ie/helplines.